This is your time now. There's no place you need to go, and nothing that you have to do for the next 20 minutes. Now allow either your left or your right forearm to rest, palm down, limply on the surface next to you. And keeping your forearm on the surface, raise your hand until it is bent back tightly at the wrist. Pull it back really hard. Good. And feel the tension in your hand and arm. And now gradually, slowly, begin to release that tension. Let the tension drain away. Gradually relaxing. More relaxed. Totally relaxed. Good. We'll refer to this as active tensing. The first set of times you listen to this section of this recording, go through your body, tensing each group of muscles of your body in this rather strong way. Following this, the muscles of your body will have learned more precisely what tension is. We will then shift to what I call threshold tensing, which is done as follows. Allow your hand and arm to rest palm down in the starting position next to you again, and allowing your wrist to remain on the surface, lift your hand until you can just begin to feel the first signs of tension in the back of your wrist and your arm. And feel the tension. We will call this threshold tensing because the muscles are tensed minimally, only to the point at which you can just begin to perceive the tension. When I give the signal to release, let the relaxation be immediate this time, as though your hand is being held up by a tiny thread and the thread is being cut. Now release. Good. Take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, allow your body to begin to let go. And let yourself become aware of any area of your body in which you can detect stress. You may notice this stress as a feeling of tension in certain muscles or groups of muscles of your body. In a few minutes, when you've become more relaxed, you'll have an opportunity to release the stress from this area and let these muscles relax completely. Take another deep breath in and let it out and become aware of the space around you. And if your eyes are open, you may let them find something out in the distance that it's comfortable for you to focus upon. Perhaps an object or a point on the ceiling or the wall opposite you. And as you relax and let your eyes remain focused on this one area, you might notice the blurriness of other things out on the periphery of your vision. And sometimes, as you continue to stare directly at this spot, you may notice a feeling as though your eyes would like to move away from this one point. But you can just let them remain relaxed and focused upon this point, aware that there's nothing that you need to do now but this. And now perhaps you're noticing the gentle rising and falling of your chest with each breath. And with each breath, you perhaps notice that as you become more relaxed and more comfortable, even that area that your eyes have been focused upon slowly drifts out of focus. And you may notice that you're slipping into that state of mind we call daydreaming, the state of relaxed concentration you're in when you're looking off into space. And someone asks what you're looking at, and you realize that although your eyes are looking off into space, your mind has drifted off the object of their focus. And as you notice yourself slipping in and out of this daydreaming state, you may use it as a sign that your mind and body are letting go of stress and relaxing. And if your eyes have not yet closed, you might be noticing a little stinging or burning or a slight watering of your eyes. Or maybe you notice them blinking a little more rapidly, And as you notice this, you may think of it as a signal from your eyelids that they might feel more comfortable if they were closed. And you might begin to imagine just what it would feel like to let your eyelids close, to feel the warm, moist, comfortable feeling of your eyelids closing gently. And as your eyelids blink, you may let them remain closed for a little bit longer each time. And let yourself feel now the muscles of your eyelids relaxing and your eyelids closing. And as your eyelids close, letting your eyes look upward very slightly into the pleasant, relaxing darkness behind your closed eyelids. Good. And now you can allow your eyes to remain in this slightly upward gaze, or you can let them return to looking straight forward, whatever feels best to you. Now become aware of your right hand and allowing all the rest of your body to remain comfortably still. Tense your right hand using either the active or the threshold tensing. Hold that tension and feel it. And now release, letting the tension drain away. And each time you release the tension, allow it to be a passive release. Make sure that the relaxation is not a contraction of the opposing muscles, but a really passive relaxation. And now, let's do that with your left hand. Tensing, feeling the tension, release it, and feel the relaxation. Good. And now tense your right forearm. Feel the tension, allowing all the other muscles of your body to remain relaxed. Release. And feel the relaxation. Now tense your left forearm. Feel the tension. Release. And feel the relaxation. Now tense your right upper arm, and this may involve a little of your shoulder. Feel the tension. Release. And feel the relaxation. And now your left upper arm tensing. Feel the tension. Release. Feeling the relaxation. Good. Now lift your right shoulder up toward your ear so you're shrugging that shoulder and feel where you feel the tension. Release. Feeling the relaxation. And now your left shoulder tensing up toward the ear. Feeling the tension. Releasing. And feeling the relaxation. Now how tense the muscles in your right foot? Feel the tension. Release. And feel the relaxation. Tense the muscles in your left foot. Feel the tension. And release. And feel the relaxation. Now tensing the muscles in your right calf. Feeling the tension. And releasing slowly if it's active and quickly if it's threshold. Feeling the relaxation. Now the muscles in your left calf, tensing. Feeling the tension. Releasing. And feeling the relaxation. Now tensing the muscles of your right thigh and buttock. Feeling the tension, allowing all the other muscles of your body to remain relaxed. And now releasing, letting the tension drain away, and feeling the relaxation. And now your left thigh and buttock tensing. Feeling the tension. Releasing. And feeling the relaxation. And now tense all the muscles in your pelvic area. Feeling the tension, releasing, and feeling the relaxation. Now arch your back gently, as though you're bending backwards slightly. And feel the tension in your back. Releasing. Really letting go. And feeling the relaxation. Now tense the muscles of your stomach and abdomen. Feeling the tension. Releasing. And feeling the relaxation. Deep breath in, hold your breath, feeling the tension. Now release the air and let your chest passively collapse. And now select one hand, either your right or your left hand, which we'll use as a model of tensing and relaxing. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you may slowly let your hand begin to form a fist, so slowly that you can feel in detail each of the sensations involved as the muscles tighten. And as you're doing this, you may bring to mind any other muscle or group of muscles in your body which have been tense, and use your imagination to superimpose your hand and these target muscles. You may imagine it like a double exposure photograph, so that as your hand learns to relax, these other muscles of your body will be seen to relax too. Or you may imagine that your hand is actually reaching inside your body, and that your tightened fist is a symbol of the tension you are holding in those target muscles. Then, as the hand relaxes, you may imagine that you let go of these muscles too, and set them free to be relaxed. Now, as I begin to count, slowly let your hand begin to form a fist, so that your deeper mind can feel in detail what tensing is. 1, slowly, very slowly beginning to form a fist. 2, your fingers approaching and now touching your palm, all the other muscles of your body remaining relaxed. 3, beginning to feel tightness. 4, and as your hand tightens, picture that your hand and the other target muscles of your body are superimposed, or perhaps that your hand is reaching inside your body and producing the tension. 5, let yourself feel the tension, the discomfort of the stress, the desire to let go and relax. Good. Now, as I count from 5 down to 0, slowly let the tension drain away. 5, gradually, very slowly, the tension becoming less and less, loosening your grip on these muscles. 4, your hand and your forearm beginning to feel more relaxed. And you may notice a numbness or a tingling or a pulsation as the nerves and blood vessels begin to bring relaxation into these muscles. 3, really letting go. All tension draining away. 2, feeling your hand and arm and the target muscles relaxing. 1, still more relaxed. Imagine tiny little threads gently tugging on your fingers and opening your hand. 0. And let even more of the tension drain away, letting all these muscles become so relaxed they begin to feel kind of far away, almost as though you can't feel them at all, almost as though they're located on the other side of the room. Very soft and warm and very relaxed. And each time that you listen to this recording, your deeper mind will become more alert to any tension that develops in your body. You'll begin to notice that during the day, when muscle tightness results from a period of stress, you will become aware of it. You'll also find that much of the time you'll be able to let go of this unnecessary tension by simply picturing to yourself your symbol of relaxation and by thinking the words, relax, release. And if there's a great deal of tension in any muscle, or if you're under a significant amount of stress, you'll find that you can repeat parts of this experience in order to relax yourself. While sitting at your desk, waiting in line at a supermarket or a bank, or during any pause in a stressful day, you can go through your body tensing and relaxing each area of your body one after the other. And even though your eyes may remain open and you will not relax quite as deeply as you have listening to this recording. You will feel that there is some letting go of tension and stress, and you will feel more relaxed. And each time you do this, you'll be building up a new response to stress within your body, a relaxing response. And soon you'll notice that your body automatically releases stress and tension without your having to become consciously aware of it at all. Now look within your body and find the part of your body that feels the most comfortable, the most pleasant. And as I count from 1 to 5, imagine letting this feeling begin to spread from this part of your body throughout all the other parts of your body. And as I count, and the pleasant feeling spreads, you'll slowly let yourself return entirely to an awareness of the outside, as though you've been asleep for a while, becoming more and more awake. And each time you enter the relaxed state, you'll be able to relax yourself more fully and more rapidly. 1. Slowly let that pleasant feeling expand and travel into each muscle, into each bone, into each organ, through every part of you. 2. And as you're feeling this spreading, feeling yourself becoming a little more awake. 3. Letting your awareness return to the world around you as the pleasant feeling continues to spread throughout all your body. 4. Letting your eyelids open as you take a deep breath in and let it out. 5. Wide awake now, ready to respond to the world around you, your body still feeling pleasant and comfortable. And take a moment to enjoy that feeling as you stretch your body. Carry that feeling with you as you let your body return to its wide awake state of movement, letting your arms and hands move, your feet, legs, wide awake. And take a moment and notice how comfortable you feel.